I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. We were talking earlier about this really great historic event going on with, along with Fastport Incorporated. It was the largest statement of support signing in the history of the Department of Defense Office of employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR. And here to talk more about it is the president of Fastport Incorporated, Brad Bentley. Brad, welcome back to the program. Good to see you.
Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure.
Let's also bring on with you, next to you, is D. Allen Young. He is Major General of the United States Army, retired. Major General, welcome to the program. We greatly appreciate you being here as well.
Thanks, Eric.
And, of course, you are the Kentucky chair of ESGR, so we appreciate you being here and representing that organization as well. And along with you is Brigadier General Norman Arflack. General, welcome to the program. We appreciate you being here as well.
And thank you for having me.
And you are, not only are you the commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, you are also the vice chair of the Kentucky ESGR. Did I get all that straight?
That's correct.
Okay, I think we got it all right. Let's talk about this historic event, what took place here at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Brad, walk us through this here from a Fastport perspective.
Sure. So Fastport's a technology company. We help veterans transition to civilian jobs. And we decided this year to kind of change our business model a little bit. I've spent the better part of the last 4 months traveling literally around the world at transition summits, several bases in the U.S. It was just in Germany a couple of weeks ago. We're speaking to soldiers about all the opportunities available in the trucking industry. And that's kind of been our plan. But we decided, based on an event that we did in December at the Pentagon, where we brought industry employers there to do a statement of support signing ceremony, we were going to kind of flip the script on what Fastport wanted to accomplish in 2016. And we said, you know, instead of trying to bring the industry to the military, let's try to bring the military to our industry. So part of our program this year is going to be conducting ceremonies. First one is going to be here that we just finished up a few minutes ago at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Later this year, we're going to be doing this in Dallas at the Great American Trucking Show. We're also trying to bring a transition class from Fort Leonard Wood and Fort Riley, Kansas, down to the Shell Super Rigs event, which is something I know you're involved with.
Right,
so
yes.
We're trying to do a lot of things to bring the military to our industry. We had a lot of soldiers up from Fort Knox yesterday during the VIP session, the show, to personally connect them with jobs that are available in this industry. And the best way that our industry can show support is also with our Guard and Reserve because the numbers are so large there.
Major General Youngman, give us some background here on your organization, Kentucky ESGR. What is it? Why was it so important for your organization to be involved here?
Well, Eric, if you think back to the Vietnam War. We fought that war without the Guard and Reserve. It was the regular Army, regular Air Force, regular Marine Corps, and a bunch of draftees. And when they came home, it was not the way it should have been. The country was very much divided, and that translated over to the way we talked. We looked at our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. The Army, particularly, and the rest of the force, rebuilt itself after Vietnam. To be totally dependent upon the Guard and Reserve. The result that today 40% of our U.S. military is in the Guard and Reserve, and a lot of people don't realize that. Over half of the United States Army is in the National Guard and Army Reserve. If we were going to be able to do that, we had to have America's employers on board. We never needed that in the past because you're drafting an 18-year-old kid. He wasn't leaving an important job in some company somewhere. Now you're taking guardsmen and reservists away from their civilian employers. The employers have to be on board. And so that's what ESGR was founded to do in 1972. It's a DOD activity. It has a committee in each state, plus thousands of volunteers that we get out there and try to help employers understand two things. One is that when you hire a guardsman or a reservist or other veteran, you're getting probably a better employee.
Right.
You got somebody who wants to be part of the team. They understand service and they understand responsibility and things like that. But the other thing is we want employers to understand that when they hire a guardsman or a reservist and they support them, they are part of the team that defends this country. And that's a model you won't find anywhere else in the world. And so we ask employers to sign these statements of support as an acknowledgement of, yeah, I'm joining that team.
Yeah.
And that guardsman or reservist needs time off for training. You know, we know it's not always easy for those employers. Or if that soldier or a sailor, airman, marine in the Guard or Reserve has to deploy, we know that somebody's got to take up the slack back home. But employers, it's just incredible how willing they are to reach out and grab these folks because they know it's a good deal for them. It's a great deal for the country.
And, you know, this is something that we have talked about before. I think, Brad, you and I, both on and off the air, you know, about what this industry is made of. You've been a part of it, and I've been a part of it plenty long enough to know these people and what they're made of. But I, as an Air Force brat, but also just as someone who observes veterans on a regular basis and meets them on a regular basis, you know who these people are. We know what they're made of, and this industry, I think, has been really great about getting the ball started rolling in this direction. But this really is moving that in a very big momentum, isn't it? I mean, this is really kind of taking it to a newer level here with having the Department of Defense involved. That is something that is, again, historic to say, look, we're reaching out to this group of individuals, these veterans, and we have a place for you here if you want it.
Absolutely. One of the things I do when I speak at bases is I conduct a transportation and trucking summit and talk about the job availabilities that are out there. We know that soldiers have the attributes to be hardwired for success in our industry.
Right.
The skills translate well. And what we used to say about these trucking companies and all the great employers in our industry is we're military friendly.
Hmm.
As you know, there's some great initiatives in the trucking industry, Reese Across America, hauling a half-scale replica of the Vietnam Wall Memorial around the country, all these different things that the industry does. But what we're finding now, it's all about readiness. So not only can we say we have employers here now who are military friendly, we can say we have companies that are veteran ready. And
right.
That's very important. They're creating cultures internally, people from management level down that can relate to the soldiers coming out. The most critical role in our industry is the driver.
Hmm.
But the people that have to support that driver are starting to be hired. The values of people coming out that have been military recruiters are becoming recruiters at these level, operations people.
Right.
You know,
right.
The fact is, anybody coming out of the military is going to be successful in trucking because they already work for the largest logistics operation in the world, and that's
yes.
our U.S. military.
And you know, that's such a great point because that's really what I saw. You just put it towards what I've been witnessing and hearing from these veterans is we already know how to go from A to B. We know logistics, so. Now it's just about, all right, training it into a commercial logistics venture or system, which really serves its nation in a different way. It is not defense, but it is the backbone, as you already know, of the economy. And it is crucial. We have talked about it, and I remember if you've ever been at the grocery store right before or during an ice storm, you know how that works, and you know what happens when it doesn't work or can't work. And so it is so important that we get this message out to tell them that not only do we welcome you, we need you. The country is going to need you going forward, and that is always, I think, going to be the case. General Arflack, give us some perspective from your positions, both with the Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs and Kentucky ESGR. Your thoughts here.
Well, it's interesting that I serve this dual role. It one complements the other, and I'm actually here today on behalf of Governor Bevin, who is a veteran as well as his lieutenant governor, and they both strongly support putting veterans to work, and they are very grateful for the fact that Fastport is having this meeting here and giving them the opportunity to do that. As the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, I'm very interested in the same things, and not only veterans, but those currently serving who will be veterans. So it's a dual role for me with the ESGR and serving as the Commissioner. It gives me the opportunity to interface with veterans and active duty members from all branches, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful opportunity. And we very much support what Fastport's doing here, and very appreciative of the operation and holding the ceremony day and the signing and the interaction with the active duty forces right here close to Fort Knox, as well as the National Guard and Reserve individuals that we service daily.
Brad, if you could talk to a veteran maybe that hears this and can't attend or couldn't attend the Mid-America Trucking Show, where did they find out more about this initiative and I guess about, you know, that future, possible future in the trucking industry? Where do they go?
They can go to truckingtrack.org or fastport.com. We have a lot of information on there. When we first met with the Department of Defense, they asked us to do three things. First thing is we need to provide educational content. Mm. We partnered with OIDA to do that. Mm. We talk about the differences in types of freight hauled. If you want to take an entrepreneurial path in trucking, we have a lot of video content that's there. So that's the first thing they can do is they can learn a little bit more about making that transition. The second thing we have is mentoring programs that are available. And we were also asked to provide jobs in every zip code in America. And we have jobs posted there in 40,000 zip codes. So that's a good resource. There's a lot of other places they can go. I would encourage anybody that's in the military that might be listening, go to your Soldier for Life people. If you're in the Army, go to your TAP offices there on base. There's a lot more emphasis put on transition now, and employers are standing ready to talk to people transitioning out from 18 months all the way up to their exit date.
Well, I'm just proud that you involved us. We certainly appreciate you guys sitting down with us and allowing us to sit down also with the Acting Secretary of the United States Army, Patrick Murphy. That's very generous of you to do that for us. We're certainly happy to be involved to help get the word out here. Thank you so much, Brad. Great talking to you again, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
General R. Flack, thank you, sir, for your service and also for your time today. Thank you.
And Eric, thank you for allowing me to be here, and good luck.
Thank you. And Major General Youngman, thank you for your service, and certainly thank you for your time sitting down with us today.
Thank you, Eric, for the opportunity. One thing I wanted to close with is
sure.
that I think the employers in the trucking industry have set the standard. They seem to get it intuitively. During the ceremony earlier today, I told them I felt like I was preaching to the choir.
Mm.
What they've already figured out, and hopefully more employers will figure out as time goes by, is these kids are serving today. They're coming off out of the service. In my view, they are the greatest generation, taking nothing away from the World War II folks. Every one of these kids you see today coming off active duty either joined or made a conscious decision to stay in a military that was already at war, involving multiple lengthy deployments. And they took that on willingly and knowingly. And one thing you find out when you hire one of these kids is three things. They don't feel sorry for themselves. They don't quit. And they never leave a buddy behind. And that's the kind of person you want on your team if you're trying to succeed in business. So can't say enough good things about them or about the trucking industry and what Fastport has done. I mean, this is just incredible.
Great closing words. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. Thank you.